And welcome to Sitfa Speaks. On this month's episode, we are focusing on the recently announced joint declaration from Sitfa and ICAEW. We'll be hearing from none other than Sitfa CEO Rob Whiteman as he shares his thoughts on this exciting new development and what it means for the wider landscape of public finance. We'll also be joined by Anna Howard, Head of Qualifications and Membership at Sitfa, who will give us more insights into what the joint declaration means for Sitfa and ICAEW students and members. So stay tuned. Up first, we'll hear from Rob Whiteman.
ICAEW and Sitfa recently signed a joint declaration committing to a closer working relationship and strategic alignment. Could you tell us about the joint declaration and what some of the features of this will be?
ICAEW and Sitfa have signed the declaration because we think it's in the interests of the profession, and it's also in the interests of Sitfa and in the interests of ICAEW. So there is a win-win for both organisations, but also for the accountancy profession as well. Sitfa is a gold standard public sector specialist qualification, which produces many accountants in public services and indeed many leaders of public services. ICAEW is a gold standard qualification in the corporate sector, which produces many leaders. And increasingly, whilst specialisms are the right set of skills to have for professionals, increasingly there's more interplay between public and private sectors. So we think that setting strategy together and thinking about how we support the profession together is the right thing to do. And in the joint declaration, we particularly focused on our qualifications, that we want to see more people dual qualified. And there's now a much easier and more straightforward way, for example, for Sitfa students to dual qualify and become chartered accountants too, that we want to share things like the disciplinary scheme, where it's in our interest to have as good a scheme as possible, and the economies of scale that we can have by pooling the administration of that are important. And at the same time, we will share accommodation. And whilst we'll continue to own Mansell Street, it's for the time being, it's an asset for the charity. Future generations can decide what to do on that. But actually, we'll accommodate ourselves in Chartered Accountants Hall, because the joint declaration isn't only about those things that I've just said. It's then a platform to create a joint steering group and work with each other in the same building, and in the years ahead, see what else we can do with each other beyond what we've said already around joint qualification, the disciplinary scheme, etc.
Thank you. Yeah, that was very thorough. And I think you've touched on part of my next question, which was, part of the joint declaration will be an accelerated route to gain CPFA and ACA designation and dual membership. Could you give us more detail about the accelerated route and what it will do for the students of Sitfa and ICAEW?
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. So for Sitfa students completing their studies in order to become CPFA qualified, an additional module in the syllabus will mean that people cover some materials in the ICAEW syllabus that isn't in the Sitfa syllabus, and that will lead to being ACA qualified as well. Now, we don't think an additional module is onerous at all. If you look at all the accountancy qualifications, they have 12, 13, 14 modules. We can easily accommodate another module and still be consistent with other qualifications in terms of the size of the qualification and how much needs to be studied. So for people newly who are studying now or qualify, then people can take that additional module. Of course, any members can take that module if they wish, or there is a pathways program to become, for existing members, people want to take the module, they can, or if they prefer, there's a pathways program where some essays are written which reflect one's professional experience, and they're assessed by ICAEW, and that's a route to holding both qualifications as well. For ICAEW members, Their students can take our reporting module, which again allows for qualifying with both bodies. And ICAW members already have a route if they're experienced and are working in the public sector before the joint declaration. We already have a good route for them to come in to sit for membership if they wish. So we've been working with each other a long time, but what we've done now is made it easier for students and members to be qualified with both institutes.
Thank you. So yeah, the joint declaration and accelerated route will certainly change things for our students. What do you think it will do for the finance profession as a whole?
I think it does two things. Gaining a qualification is really important. It gives you a framework on which to advise and make decisions and make proposals. And now being qualified with both bodies mean that you have enhanced skills to do that in the public sector through your CPFA qualification, and you have enhanced skills to do that in other sectors in the corporate sector because you're ACA qualified as well and taking the module of materials that are not in the CIPFA syllabus but are in the ICAW syllabus. I think that means that people can feel comfortable that they can have a career across all sectors. Of course, qualifying is important, but one is a professional for a long time, 30, 40 years, 50 years. And so once you're qualified down the line, taking continuous professional development is important and keeping one's skills up to date. And now members of ICAW and CIPFA have a pool of both institutes' CPD materials on which to draw. And so I think this strengthens the qualifications that people have in order to set them up for a great career. But actually, when they're in that great career, it allows people to draw on a wider set of CPD as well.
Thank you. Yeah, that definitely sounds like there will be some benefits from that. So my next question is, do you think that we'll see more newly qualified ACAs moving over to the public sector?
It's a really interesting question. I think the answer to that is yes, because Generation Z, or whatever generation it is now, I'm so far back in the alphabet, I'm never sure, are very interested in social and public values and making a difference to the world, and feeling that one is working on something that is in the interest of one's community and society. So I think there's never been a better time for young people to join the public sector, because actually it's a generation that is interested in sustainability and public services and better outcomes for citizens. And so I think that by CIPFA and ICAW working with each other, it strengthens the corporate sector to bring some of our expertise around public sector ethos and acting in the public interest. But there's also no doubt that it's a benefit for the public sector, not only in order to have some of those corporate skills that you can draw on from ACA membership, but actually in being attractive for the public sector, being attractive to a wider set of people, which is really vital. We need more people in public services. We need more people working in the accountancy profession in public services. There's a war for talent in the economy, and one reads all the time about shortages of skilled people in lots of parts of the economy. And we really care very much about creating great careers for people to find the public sector a good destination. And I do think this plays a part in helping to do that.
That leads on perfectly to my next question, which is, one of the key factors of the closer working relationship between both ICAEW and CIPFA is the commitment to ensure that we sit at the heart of a profession that is a diverse and inclusive one, fairly reflecting the societies that they serve. Could you tell us a bit more about this and why it is so crucial?
It's absolutely crucial. Diversity of thinking is important for two fronts, isn't it? One, there's a strong element of fairness. Social inclusion is important. and people from a wide set of backgrounds, including people with protected characteristics or people from low-income families, people that potentially face exclusion, deserve their chance for a career and deserve their chance to have and make an input and to have the personal and professional benefits. And that's vital for our profession in order to ensure that we do that. Secondly, of course, it's not just a matter of fairness, it's a matter of being effective. The wider range of backgrounds and views that are brought to a decision, the better the decision. How can you make decisions on what happens with vital public services if actually nobody from vulnerable groups or people from different ethnic backgrounds or people of different sexual orientation, how can it be that you make decisions if actually there aren't people in the profession who can bring some experience and knowledge and outlook on those things? So EDI is vital for the profession, and I do really respect the commitment and the work that ICAW does on this. And I think one of the reasons that the Joint Declaration lands so easily and well is that the two organisations share a lot of values of wanting to really make a difference on inclusion and diversity. And neither of us pretend that we're making enough progress or that we've got it licked or that somehow we're doing enough. Actually, we're not. And we believe that working together, we can accelerate what we're doing through collective action. And, you know, CIPFRA and ICAW are not the only people that want to make a difference. There are lots of allies who want to make a huge difference, including other accountancy bodies and other professional bodies. And I think by CIPFRA and ICAW working together, we can really play an important part in making sure that we join together with others to promote the importance of EDI and do something about it, not just have fine words, but structure careers in a way and support in a way that we can really help to break glass ceilings and that we can really help to foster inclusion.
Is there anything else that you would like to sort of mention about this dual membership that you may think isn't as communicated as we've kind of communicated it through our like communication
platform? Yeah, I'll say one other thing. Of course, it's no secret that I've announced my retirement recently, and I look back on 20 years of being a chief executive in four different organizations, and I feel immensely grateful to CIPFRA and the profession for equipping me for the career I've had. I believe that what I learned as a trainee all those years ago has equipped me then not only to have a finance career but to have a leadership career, and I'm very grateful and pleased for the role that CIPFRA made to my career. If I were starting out again, and if this were 40 years ago, there's no question that the dual approach between CIPFRA and ICAW on these routes to dual member, there's no question that that's what I'd want to do. And I've had a great career and I'm grateful for it. But I think for people watching this podcast who are embarking on their career, my word, this is a great way forward for you in order to have a fantastic set of skills to draw on two good organisations with regards to supporting you as a future member and through your career. So however grateful I am as I reflect on my career, now I'm heading for retirement, my word, I'm excited about the opportunities for the next 5-10 years that CIPFRA and ICAW will be able to achieve together.
That was Rob Whiteman, CIPFRA CEO. Up next, we'll be joined by Anna Howard, Head of Qualifications and Membership at CIPFRA.
Hi, Anna, and thanks for joining us today on CIPFRA Speaks.
Hi, Mark. Nice to have a chat with you this afternoon.
So you are Head of Qualifications and Membership at SIPFA, and we're going to be speaking about our exciting new partnership with the ICAW. So to kick off, do you want to tell our listeners a little about you and your role at SIPFA?
Yeah, so I am a qualified accountant. I started my career in private practice and ended up quite quickly moving into education. So worked within the higher education sector for about 15 years, ended up as an academic dean. Now at SIPFA, I look after the professional qualification and all of the students and all of the members. So I'm responsible for all of the exam assessments, our professional qualification to make sure it's maintained and kept up to date. And then the other side of it is looking after our student member benefits, CPD, CPD compliance and those sorts of things.
It sounds like you're very busy in your role.
It keeps me out of trouble.
So, as we know, public finance professionals are under more pressure than ever before. Can you tell us how your role has changed in the last couple of years and what kinds of demands students are dealing with now, and how can SIPFA help address those challenges?
Yeah, so I think really I need to address this from a student perspective because they're obviously the future of the finance profession. We have seen a massive change, I think, since COVID. I think that's really impacted on the way we're expecting the younger members of staff coming into the profession in terms of the work and how they work, the remote working, the working from home. I think the other side of that is that it has increased the pressure on public spending, public sector spending and public sector finances. So I think we are seeing post-COVID that a lot of our students are dealing with much more demanding roles than they would have been dealing with potentially before. And that is making balancing the work and the study, you know, really quite difficult for them and how they meet those demands. So in terms of what we can do about that, you know, we're doing a lot around working closely with the students and the employers around things like their training plans and what's expected of them. Sometimes that is quite difficult when we've got apprentices and things like the levy and how long they've got to complete their qualification. We've looked a great deal at our tuition and our tuition provision around how we deliver, whether it's online, whether it's face to face, trying to be as flexible as we can be to allow students to kind of fit those their work and their study together. Things like for exam sittings, so that if there is a sitting that clashes with something that doesn't enable them to do their best in their exams during a really busy period at work, that they've got other opportunities to sit. And then all of the exams, we were remote before, but that really played a big part during COVID and we've continued that. So all of our exams are online. So there's no more travel to exam centres and things like that. When they need to sit, they can sit from the comfort of their own homes using their own technologies.
So as I mentioned at the start, we've recently announced a new partnership with the ICAW and an accelerated route to gain both CPFA and ACA designations and your membership. Could you tell us a bit about how this will work in practice and what will it actually mean for students?
So the accelerated route is an accelerated route to both ACA and CPFA designations. So a student and a newly qualified is able to express interest now. They can do that on the website. And what it means is that they would need to complete, if they've got less than 5 years work experience, they'd need to complete one additional module. So they'd complete one additional module, which our students and members would need to do the corporate reporting module. That's an ICAW module, and complete a statement of intent. We really see the benefits in this in the exposure to the corporate reporting and the corporate reporting world, as opposed to what we've got at the moment, which is obviously our qualification is completely public sector specific, as you would expect it to be. This introduction to corporate reporting and that corporate element, we really think will give a much more rounded public sector professional. It would mean that members would have access to both the SIPFA and the ICAW member benefits. We think that it would increase career flexibility so that they'd be able to more easily work across sector and have both that kind of public sector and corporate understanding to take into the workplace.
Well, it sounds really exciting for SIPFA students and also members who have less than 5 years experience. And as you mentioned, the accelerated route will allow for greater flexibility. So do you think that the public and private sectors are becoming more interconnected now than they have ever been? And if so, is this beneficial to the public sector and the wider accountancy profession?
Yeah, I think the public sector is being expected to think a lot more corporately, if that makes sense. So this ability for somebody to be far more flexible, to be able to be mobile across the sectors, to have a greater understanding across both of those sectors, I think will be a real benefit to students and members, and really enhance, you know, those public sector finance professionals in the future. I think it will enable those working in the public sector to have much greater visibility and reach across the public finance profession. I think it gives enhanced career prospects and potential learning opportunities. I think those expansions of networks and being able to share knowledge across the different sectors would be really advantageous. You know, it will enable us to make things central to our ambition in making sure our students and members have the very best career options possible.
So when will this accelerated route be available to students, and how do they find out more information about it?
The accelerated route is available now to students and members. Students would need to complete their qualification and complete their portfolio, and those that are newly qualified are already eligible. They can find out more and express interest under the qualifications tab on our website. It's the CPFA and ACA accelerated route. We're encouraging students and members to do this, and then the team are starting to communicate with the students and members around what the next steps are. So a newly qualified member would need to complete that corporate reporting module and complete a statement of intent. So everybody can express interest in the same way. There is also pathways for those more experienced members. So if you are not a student anymore or you've been qualified for a while, please do also fill in that expression of interest form, and we can be in touch with further information about how the dual membership accelerated route can benefit you.
Thanks for telling us about the new partnership with ICAW and the new accelerated route.
You're very welcome.
That was Anna Howard, Head of Qualifications and Membership at CIPFA. That's all we've got time for on this month's episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to both Rob Whiteman and Anna Howard for joining us on this special edition of CIPFA Speaks. Make sure you follow us on social media for more, and to make sure you never miss another episode. Previous episodes of CIPFA Speaks can be found on CIPFA's website or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. We hope you all have a fantastic festive season, and we'll be back in the new year with more episodes. So until then, thank you and goodbye.